Okay, this morning I was talking to some of the guys about different Torahs they've heard over the course of the week. I want to make sure we don't repeat different Torahs you heard from other Rebbeim, so I got to make sure I give you a different twist a little bit of what we're going to talk about this parsha. And someone said to me, this one's a hard one, Shroom was a tough one. Truth is, every parsha is loaded with gems, loaded. You have to find the right svarim to uncover sometimes. So there's a beautiful sefer of Pinkus wrote, Shimshon Pinkus, called Defer Shimshon on all the Torah. And he has an unbelievable shot this week's parsha. I'm going to share with you right now. I want your full attention. Full attention. Okay. As we have a discussion of different kelim we have in the Mishkan, I want to highlight a few kelim and point out some very interesting things about them. Usually in Judaism, in the Torah, we have round numbers. How many Jews left Mitzrayim do we say? 600,000. Not and something. 100,000. Like, we're a real round number nation. You know, generally that's how it works. And whether it's exactly that number or not, we use terminology of exact numbers. As you start to kind of go into now some of the kelim in the Mishkan, you're going to find not only is it not round numbers, it's fractions. Like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving us fractions of measurements? I'll read some examples for you. V'asu Aron, right now, Perchaf Hei, Pasuk Yud. V'asu Aron Atzei Shitim. Amasai Mechetzi Arko. 2.5 Amos is its length. Amah Mechetzi Rachbo. Am and a half, its width. Amah Mechetzi Komasot. Am and a half, its length. Its height. It's height. You couldn't give me whole numbers? Up until now, everything about us is always whole numbers. And all of a sudden you give me not only whole numbers, but fractions? Okay. Next. The Shulchan. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Let's see the Shulchan. Amasayim Arko. 2 Amos, its length. Okay. Amarech Bo, an Am, its width. Okay. Amar V'chetzi Komaso, an Am and a half, its height. What? Fraction again? What's going on over here? Does the actual dimensions really matter? Is it just more convenience to fit in certain areas? If it's not convenience, then why are you giving me a halves? Why are you giving me fractions? Then you have the next thing is the menorah. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. He's the menorah, Zahav Tahor. Mikshate Aseh Menorah, Yerecha, V'kanal, V'yav, Kaftareh, Prachah, V'mena, Yiyun. No mention of dimensions at all. We're so busy giving exact dimensions to the Shulchan, exact dimensions to the Aron, and the Menorah plays a very important role also. Not even a dimension? What's going on over here? Again, one more time. Are we trying to be so exacting? It's not usual for us to do that. Must be, there's a reason behind it. The Aron has 3 fractions. The Shulchan, 1 fraction. The Menorah, no dimension. Demands us to understand better what's going on over here. To understand this better, I want to share with you an important idea. And that is that fractions means that something is missing. Like, you ever have like a best friend, you have a BFF necklace, and you have like the B and half of the F. The person has the other half of the F and the F. Okay, I got you. I thought I was talking to someone else, sorry. Wrong crap. After you shaded, I wasn't sure what was going on over here. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, stay with me. Stay with me. Okay. I didn't say a name. No names here. No names. Okay. Stay with me. Okay.
Talk to me, nice.
Anyways, the necklace example is that something is missing, part is missing, because something else is supposed to be the other half of that. Because you're connecting to that. The Aron represents Torah. Actually, we have another Aron, which represents Torah. It has in it the Luchos. The Luchos is the ultimate Torah gift we receive from Kadosh Baruch Himself. Both the Shivrei Luchos, we're told, the broken tablets, as well as the whole luchos were found in the Arun. Arun represents Torah study, Torah learning. We mentioned before Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam, because every dimension, every angle of Torah you study is a BFF necklace that you share with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every angle of Torah. The length of it represents the quality of Torah. The quality, which by the way is the longest, the highest amount, is the quality. More important than how much Torah you learn is how you learn the Torah that you learn. Or people, I say one more time. More important than how much you learn is how you learn what you learn. If I have two students, one guy goes to Kollel, and he learns for 8 out of 10 hours a day of his waking, you know, of his like daily schedule, he does 80% of his Torah learning time, he learns. It's not great. Not a good percentage for a guy who's making that his life. It's fine. But even those 8 hours, he's learning, chill. He's got, you know, he's sitting back. This kind of guy, right? He's back a little bit, and he's like, you know. So Rashi, you know, he brings like a Shtender guy who brings up this stuff to him, you know. That kind of guy, he's on vacation, middle of learning right now. He's not like this, he's not pouring over. So you imagine your boss walks in, you're a lawyer, and you're sitting like this in your office, perusing material like that. What are you doing? I'm just working on the next case. Are your feet up under the desk? This is working? It's not worse than a lounge time? In the middle of a job. And yet, we do this all the time. I do this all the time. At home, I'm on my couch, I'm relaxing on the Shabbos afternoon, put my feet up, grab a Mishnah off, chilling. That's learning Torah. That's a quality of learning Torah. Maybe quantity. It counts towards my hours. My workout challenge. It's not quality of learning Torah. A person who has 1 hour a day to learn. Now, where he learns, he's sitting here and steiging it up. And he's trying his hardest to learn for 1 hour a day in quality. And that hour is 100, is an A plus. You get more points for that. It's 2.5 points. Everything else is 1.5 points. It's in a fraction because it's trying to tell us that no matter how you learn, quality, quantity, and koma's height, which means depth, the depth that you learn, every way you learn Torah connects you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone is a half. Everyone has a necklace on the other side of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the other half of the necklace, connecting you with Him, no matter what you're studying in Torah. But the most important thing you should know is the quality of it. That's why the length of it, he says, Rebbeinu says, is the one that's the highest, because quality is what matters most. I'll tell you a quick story. It happens to us a lot. You're steiging, you're working hard, your mashkiach of the chavrusa is on top of you, you make sure that you're learning well. And then you hit like a question. What does that word mean? You know, yes, you know, Rebbe, okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes, and then a half hour later, I haven't come yet, right? I have sometimes, some of you, it's on me. And you're like, stuck. I mean, you could get a dictionary, you could, I guess. Ask someone else, you could, but my Rebbe's not coming, so I'm going to sit here and like flip through my last night's fantasy basketball game and see if anyone, you know, how I did. Which I already saw before anyone else, but a chas, maybe I'll do a trade proposal. Because after all, I'm stuck. So one time someone asked the Rebbe, who they asked him one time, they said to him, you know, how do I feel stuck, I can't go on. He said, you know, there's a Tosfos. And I'm making something, Menachos, and Daf Mem Gimel. You understand, look at my Tosfos, Menachos, Mem Gimel. He's over there, reads the Tosfos. It's not Shaykh Tar Sugya. I don't know what he's talking about even. Goes back to the Rebbe, he tries second time, second, third time, he can't make head or tails of it. Goes back to the Rebbe, he says, I can't figure out the connection. He's like, oh, there's no connection at all. But did you see how he left the Tosfos in a question? But next page is more Tosfos afterwards. Okay, you're stuck. Go on. Go weiter. If you're stuck, you can't find an answer, don't waste your time. Don't just like, you know, pass time until your Rebbe gets here. You want to grab a safer in your Malcolm that's like the stuck safer? When you get stuck, you open up another safer and you learn until the Rebbe comes back. And okay, so do that if you want to. You want to ask someone the question, you want to look up a word, you want to ask, whatever you can ask. But don't take a box that we had today in our shir. Don't take a box of a moment of time to learn Torah and keep it empty. It's the worst thing you could do. Because then the connection you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is every one of these boxes, every word of Torah, quality, quantity, depth, is written in a halves. Because every time you learn, you're partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. But instead, you're leaving it open, you're leaving the relationship open, you put an empty box out there. The aura represents Torah learning. That's why it's all halves. Because Talmud Torah connected Kulam, it's the greatest connecting way to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan represents sustenance, physicality. So you have 2-1 and 1.5. The reason why is mostly non-fractions, because really when it comes to eating food is a physical thing. And it's very easy to lose sight of the fact that we can use them to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But even there, we have a depth, the height of it, the deeper part of it, is connectivity to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every physical thing in your life, you have the opportunity to figure out a way to connect to Hashem through that physical thing. Everything. The Shulchan represents physicality. There's nothing more physical than food. It's like an animalistic need. Everything has to eat. Even plants have to eat. Every living thing has to be sustained. And therefore you might think, while I'm getting my sustenance, I'm like an animal. I'm like a plant. I'm like a living being that's not necessarily connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you can choose to make it that way. You can choose to eat like a mensch. You can choose to make brachas before and afterwards. You can choose what you eat, where you eat, who you eat with. There are halachas even in that, of that. Talmud Chacham should eat with an amaretz. The conversation that go on in the meals, who am I sitting with? Those are all things that are ways to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even those physical ways connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The last one, though, is the menorah. Menorah has no dimensions at all. And menorah represents wisdom. Wisdom. Why? Because light. Menorah is lit. Not those lits. It's lit of light. Of it gives a shine. It gives a wisdom. The reason why there's no dimensions is because wisdom is not something you can get by choice. You can get knowledge. You can work on knowledge. How wise you are is a gift Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. And there are no dimensions because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how wise you are. It's not kashur to you. It's not connected to you at all. All you can do is maximize whatever God gives you in life. And to be honest with you, it could be that you'll never write a book. You'll never finish Shas. Maybe. Even though people much less than you have finished Shas. But it could be that your wisdom is limited. But the menorah has no dimensions because it doesn't matter how wise you are. Whatever you get from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a gift from him anyways. It says in Megillah, you guys know some of you guys doing Megillah right now? It says, Yagati u matzati. I worked, I toiled, and I found. Not I earned, I found. Found me, and it was like, oh my gosh, you see that? Whoa, where'd that come from? Nothing you do in learning, it's from you. It's from Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. But all you can work on is the Yagati part, is the effort part. That's where you come in. It was a Jerusalem Post article I saw a number of years ago that was about the Olympics. The Olympics have a certain amount you have to do to qualify for the Olympics. But many countries have their own qualifying numbers. And it had a thing that in Israel, you know, let's say the Olympic number they hit was like this number, and Israel had a higher, you know, bar you had to reach to be able to compete to represent Israel in the Olympics. Why? Why? What do you think? Not a guarantee, but to be in the running. Why am I going to send you, pay money, send you in a place where you're not going to finish? Top three, no chance. If you don't hit this barrier, or somewhere close, there's no way. Okay, you hit me Olympic level, it's not worth it. That idea that for me to do something that's worth it means I have to win is not a Jewish idea. It's not a Jewish idea. As Jews, all you can do is put your best effort in. That's all you can do. If you remember, we did this a long time ago, by Hanukkah. That when they found the menorah, they just wanted to try their hardest to get as much as they could out of the oil. So according to the Beis, they split their wicks into eighths and said, you know what, I don't know. Let's just light and hope for the best. Let's figure it out. We'll light and pray, Hashem will help us. Whatever it is in the end of the day, we can't guarantee our success. We can guarantee trying our hardest. That's all we can guarantee. I give you my makomos due in the morning. I give you Tosos and a Rashi and a Rambam. You cannot guarantee that you're going to get it. You might get it, you might not get it. One thing that you can guarantee is that you try your hardest. That you can guarantee. That's all up to you. That's no one else affects you but you. They tell me afterwards, well, I couldn't do it because my chabrus said, what? Because something else? That's not an answer. That's why maybe you couldn't get it. It's not why you couldn't try. Maybe whoever's stronger than you and has better vocabulary than you, he can help you out. Yeah, maybe. It's like you couldn't get it. But you couldn't try? That's all up to you. The menorah has no dimensions because when it comes to your efforts and wisdom, no matter who you are, you can do something. It's the Torah is the only book in the world that I'm aware of that the Gadol HaDor and kids in preschool learn the same text. Same text. Why? Because the Torah is so deep that every person at his level can find something else to find in it. So yeah, Chavrus is missing. So you won't get the Chakira that Sam gave over today with the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you won't get that Chakira. You can get Pshat though. You can ask a question and leave it at that. It's up to you. It's your call to make. And that's where I think we make our biggest mistakes. I can't do this. I can't understand it. And therefore, I'm stopping. I give up. Wait for the rabbi to get here. It's not how it works. The dimensions or lack thereof of the menorah tells you, whatever you have, use it. And not only do you use it, but just understand that whenever you use it, every single word that you use is a half. Whether it's quality, quantity, depth. Because every word you use has a BFF on the other side of that word. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Torah kineged kulam, because nothing connects you like learning Torah could. Don't let yourself get down about things. And when you get to non-Torah elements, also that, it's a little harder to find it. But the Shulchan also has a half a dimension sometimes. And with this last point, the Orach Chaim is different shot why it's halves. He said half means that you're not there yet. You're not quite ready yet. You're not full yet. You have what to go. We should go through life never feeling that we got there yet. Always pushing to do more. Always working harder. My good friend told me a story. And in the story, I forget who he quoted to me, but he said there was a story somebody was listening to speaking, and the person said that he had this, he told the mashal over. A guy died, and they get taken to the pearly white gates of heaven, and they come and they say, look at his name, and say, 1 second, it's a mistake here. I'm supposed to be here yet. He's supposed to die in another hour. It's wrong. Send him back down. Okay, that's enough for another hour. What do you think the guy does in the last hour? He's going to die. He knows he's going to die. What was he in the last hour? He's going to finish the episode that he didn't finish yet from whatever. So watch the highlights from last night's game to know how, before he died, he was holding in the fantasy sport league. He's going to go and play a game of ball and, what's he going to do the last hour of his life? Probably none of that. What we do? It's a good question. Think of your own. You can think over Shabbos. Have you think of the Rambam? Think over Shabbos. What would that last hour look like in your life? I assume you go to some loved ones, spend time, daven a little bit. Not to be saved, but to like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for what you gave me in this world. I don't know what you do. But whatever you wouldn't do, so why you do that all the time that you are alive? Why does most of your day spent doing things that you wouldn't do in your last hour? And I would bet if you would take a typical off day, not yeshiva, you would do things most of the day that you wouldn't spend your last hour of your life doing. So why are you spending your day like that? You're basically saying that this day to me is just a waste. I'm just wasting my time. I would never spend my important time doing this. So what, today's not an important day? The box that represents, the 18th of February, 2021 is not an important day. It's a box you might as well leave empty. It's terrible. A half means that I recognize I have what to do. I'm not there yet, says the Orach Chaim. It's not a depressing thought. It's actually an exciting thought. I have something to do. If I was finished, I'm like, I want to do it. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't have anything to do. But if I'm not finished yet, I know I'm not finished yet, then I have what to do. That's this very exciting opportunity. That no moment goes by. Question, what am I supposed to do right now? I know I'm supposed to do. I have a lot to do right now. This is all from looking at the Kalim of the Mishkan. Things that normally we're not related to because we don't have them in front of us right now. But even dimensions of things. The Torah is speaking to us. It's advising us. It's guiding us. Use those lessons Rapikus has shared with us and I've shared with you. Understand how much we have what to do still in our lives. Understand and appreciate the fact opportunities await us. And by the way, your life takes breaks. And you know me, I believe in breaks very much. But your day shouldn't be a break. You have scheduled learning even on off days. You learn for an hour and a half on a Friday. It still gives you another 7-8 hours to not learn and chill. Just don't let boxes in your life go empty. Don't allow a day to go past. And in a Seder, thousands upon thousands of boxes. I'm stuck. Okay? Rabbi Trevor told us, the Tosfos goes on the next day also. You control your effort, not your success, but the box check over here is not if you got the word right. It's if you tried that moment to learn. That's success. And the menorah has no dimensions because whatever you put in is a success. Which we zochah to learn the lessons of Truma as we get to Parsha Zachar this week. We are on the 1 week period before Purim. A week. Spend this next week checking every box. So when at the end of the day, whatever is really going on inside me and is going to come out, it's going to come out me on Purim, we should be so proud of the people that we have become over the course of the last week and the course of the last number of months of our lives. Have a beautiful Shabbos.